السميع العليم من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله لقد جاءت رسول ربنا بالحق. والصلاة والسلام على النبي الأمي العربي المكي المدني العبد المؤيد المصطفى الأمجد المحمود الأحمد أبو القاسم محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المظلومين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال أمير المؤمنين عليه السلام في خطبة القاسعة: ألا فالحذر الحذر من طاعة ساداتكم وكبرائكم الذين تكبروا عن سبب حسبهم وترفعوا فوق نسبهم وألقوا الهجينة على ربهم وجاحدوا الله على ما صنع بهم. We were discussing the topic of kibr and pride. I would like to give a brief introduction about akhlaq and kamalat akhlaqi in general and come back to this subject. As we all know that human beings are striving for kamal. Human beings love perfection, kamal in everything, knowledge, whatever else, kamal in everything, wealth, power, whatever, you know, whichever way we turn, we want to have kamal in that. And we have to know what is the meaning of kamal, and then figure out how people try to achieve kamal. Well, kamal is described as something that has, that brings some pleasure for a person. Kamal is something that involves pleasure, you know. For example, money is kamal, having wealth is kamal. Also, the other word used is khair. Other word used, you know, the other words, different words used for that. What, why is mal, wealth, why is it kamal? Because it brings along a lot of pleasure for a person. You can buy what you like, you know. And the pleasure of just having money, no doubt, it has pleasure in having money, in earning more money than less, brings pleasure. That is why it is kamal. Correct? Good food, for instance. Eating good food is pleasurable, it brings kamal. Right? Brings pleasure, I mean. Right? So it is kamal to have dunya. Mal dunya, it is a kind of kamal because it brings pleasure. Then you go up and you see that, for example, gaining knowledge is also kamal. Why? Because knowing something brings you certain pleasure. It is a different kind of pleasure. It is a higher kind of pleasure, more refined pleasure. But it is pleasure. For example, compare yourself from a state of ignorance to a state of knowing about something. You can see that knowing brings you pleasure. Jahalat is a lack of pleasure. You suffer because of jahalat, but you enjoy because of knowing something. Every day, all day and night, you know, we feel this confusion when we don't know something, and when we find out, that confusion is gone. Whatever it is, it could be about financial matters, it could be about social issues, family issues. We don't know why someone is upset, for example. Alaykum as-salam. You don't know why someone is crying. You find out, why are you crying? The moment you find out, you feel better. You make sense of it. Correct? Knowledge is a kamal. And it is a better kamal than money. But that is also a kamal, and this is also a kamal. The difference is that the kind of pleasure which knowledge brings, ilm brings, is of a higher degree than compared to the pleasures that you gain in the worldly things. Correct? Knowledge I gave as an example. All makarim and faza'il of akhlaq, faza'il of akhlaq, they are all kamalat, kamalat-e-insani. For example, a person becomes sincere as compared to a person who is hypocritical. Hypocritical. Being sincere is a kamal. Being courageous as compared to coward. You know, being courageous and daring, and that is a kamal. It's a greatness. A person who is a person who has physical strength, who is physically strong, that's a kamal compared to a person who is physically weak. In the same way, a person who is the inner shaja'at, kamal, he has a much higher degree of kamal than a person who may have physically may be very strong, but he is coward. He built muscles, but he cannot stand up and fight. He may show off his muscles, when the time comes when he has to stand up for something, he cannot, runs away. His muscles are only for showing off. Right? So shaja'at is a kamal. Similarly, iffat is a kamal. Iffat, chaste. Being chaste and being, for example, being a slave. So two extremes of that. One extreme is being a slave of your desires, shahwat. The other extreme is completely forsaking your desires. That's also wrong. For example, a person says, I'm not going to eat, I'm not going to drink, I'm not going to sleep. What's going to happen? There's no kamal in it. In no kamal. Though that's one extreme, ifrat, tafrit. Both extremes are wrong. Effort is the right measure, right balance between the two extremes. Shaja'at is a kamal, effort is a kamal, right? And hikmat is a kamal also. Alaykum as-salam. Hikmat, Being able to think right, process information correctly, being logically, thinking logically, rationally, following the rules of hikmat. A person who is after haqq, who is after haqq, and then he knows the process of reaching the haqq, and he recognizes the haqq. So you see, in all these are all kamalat of human being. These are all human kamalat, kamalat insani, kamalat haqiqi of a human being, right? There, I've listed for you, alhamdulillah, all of these different degrees of kamal. Now, as individuals, we need guidance to determine what is a kamal and what is not. We are all after kamal. The problem happens is that we make mistake in recognizing what is the true kamal of a human being. A young person who goes to college, his eyes may be on, finding a good match for himself. Maybe. Right, a good spouse or someone, that maybe is because of, alaykum as-salam, going after physical pleasures. Or wants money to buy a good, nice car and this and that. This is also, he's after kamal, but he's making a mistake in, for example, restricting the meaning of kamal to a car or a person, that's all. Because physical, in other words, he's restricting, he thinks the kamal means sensory pleasure. Sensory pleasure. Pleasure of the body, that's where the mistake is. Human beings require, guidance in understanding the kamal and also in finding the way of how to achieve that kamal. Not just, for example, how to make more money, because even if Anbiya alayhi salam had not come, Even if the Quran was not revealed, people would have figured out a way to cook food, to make a living, to earn, to make a house, you know. They would have been able to, because we have been gifted with what it needs to enjoy life, enjoy physical pleasures of this dunya, right? So that is not the main thing. So that's because the confusion is that what is a real kamal? But we need hidayat in knowing what is the, for example, that ilm is a kamal of a higher degree, that we must educate ourselves. Iqra, learn. We have to be encouraged, we have to be told that the bigger kamal for you is not to be the most powerful man in Makkah. Rather, the higher kamal is for to be the most knowledgeable person in Makkah, for example. Right? The kamal for you is not that, for example, how physically strong you are, but the kamal, for example, is that how good of a human being you are. Right? How caring, for instance, you are. How mukhlis you are. And, for example, that you can reach out to poor people and help them, pick them up, help them, you know. That is a command. But the confusion happens when a person follows a certain route and keeps going on it. It becomes very hard to explain to the person after a while that this, what you are doing, is not a kamal. Because the more the dunya is like the water of the ocean. The more you drink, the more thirsty you get. And the more you go into it, a person becomes more proud. Kibr increases because the more money you have. It's a false pride. False pride of, for example, race, ethnicity, language, wealth, power and influence in the society, education, all of that could be a source of pride. Because a person is looking at himself and thinking of oneself as very high. Khud buzurg bini, as you say, you know. That you think very highly of yourself. So that happens because the person was initially confused about what constitutes a kamal of a human being and kept following the wrong track until he became arrogant and proud about his achievements, material achievements. If you knew that there's a higher realm that he's completely missing out on, he would have controlled and he would have thought, it would have only increased his humility, because he says, I have everything and I have nothing. I have everything and I have nothing. But since he does not even recognize it. That's why at the very outset, if a person's logic is incorrect, then it leads to so many, not just intellectual confusion, also moral deprivation. Moral deprivation is also one of the outcomes of lack of correct thinking. Lack of correct thinking leads to so much, inhiraf. Not just inhiraf-e-ilmi, inhiraf-e-amali also. Inhiraf, because we have two aspects in ourselves. So human beings require hidayat to understand it rationally, right? We know that as human beings, we cannot live alone. Why do people live in a society? Why can't we? Can we not survive in caves? For example, if we step out of the city and live in a cave, you die. We will probably find something to eat and survive. I mean, we won't immediately die. People can survive individually. If they want to live out in the jungle alone, they can survive. But what would they lose? They would lose the opportunities of growing faster intellectually, because the opportunities of material progress and spiritual progress are both more when you are living with other people. When you are living in a society with other people of your fellow human beings, right? The opportunities of achieving success are more. The kamal, both maddi and ma'navi, dunyavi and ukhravi, are more when you are living in a society. Why? Well, obviously, maddi is clear because there are opportunities, you can find work and you can go to college, learn, and you can find a job and work. If you are living in the jungle, what kind of learning would you get? And manavi also, knowledge in the sense of, for example, learning to live a better life as a human being, being educated on the deen, being educated on falsafa, you know, being educated on the philosophy of this dunya, of you know, about what constitutes the kamal. How can you become a better human being? The more you vast you see, the bigger the picture is in your mind, right? The more you will strive for it, and secondly, pride will be gone. Pride will go down. The people who are more learned are more mutawazi, generally. People who truly are ulama, they are the more mutawazi, more humble. Alaykum as-salam. People who know less are proud, because their knowledge is limited to the ammunition and weapons, or their, you know, their money and fortune, and their connection with their tribe or their race or their culture. That's what's giving them, making them proud, because they think they have achieved. Because in material sense, they have achieved. If that's what they thought, that's what brings them pride. But actually, because they focused too much on material things, they did advance. Well, they put aside all their spiritual needs. Naturally, if you concentrate all your efforts in doing one thing, you do it right. If you put aside all your spiritual goals, if you leave all the spiritual goals and go just after material goals, like they did in the West, Western countries developed, they forsake philosophy, religion, they forsake akhlaq, ma'naviyat, ruhaniyat, everything except material success, industrialization, success, power. They concentrated on that for 200 years, 150 years, they became world powers. But they lost the basic value of why earn money. So they allow themselves to, for example, invade countries, use up their natural resources and make themselves stronger materially, right? And they say it justifies it in the end. So you can, because ends, you know, justify the means. So you, if you want to be a world power, you can plunder and kill and do whatever you want, steal and rob. They concentrated on that only, they put aside all other considerations, that you are a human being, that you have to be just, and that you have to, for example, you know, you have to treat equally, treat others just as you treat yourself. They put aside even the most basic principles, like the golden principle I was talking about one night, that expect for yourself what you expect for other people. Even that they put aside, right? Because you have to. If you want to be an arrogant power, that you, at any cost, you want to be most powerful, right? You justify all this. So at the cost of focusing on material needs only was to completely abandon spirituality, completely abandon all those things. But as human beings, we need to live in a society, I was mentioning. You live in a society, why? Because you can achieve maddi kamalat and ma'navi kamalat, both in a society. You live in a cave, you can't do that. Yeah, you can worship and you can pray and maybe eat something, maybe you achieve some. But living in a society, facing those challenges, if you can do it right, then your journey is faster in becoming more, you know, perfect, both in terms of dunya and in terms of akhirah. But it is not easy. Especially if you have to focus on both. If you just focus on making good money, it's pretty easy. It's pretty easy. You just don't worry about philosophy and beliefs and morality and all of that. It's easy because just focus on one thing. But the challenge we have been put into is that this is the only time we are living in this dunya. That's it. And there's a whole other world on the other side. And they are not going to measure us on the basis of how much we earn in this dunya, how big our house is, how nice our car is. You know, they are not going to measure all this, or how many degrees we acquired, how many colleges we went. No, they are not going to count it. They are not going to ask you this. They're going to ask you, Man ilahuk? Who is your Lord? Who is the one you were obeying all your life? We can't cheat over there, we can't lie over there, we can't play any games over there. Because who is your Rasul? Who is the messenger whose message you accepted by your heart and you followed it? Who was it? You can't lie over there. Because our hands and feet and tongue and are witness to us. Shahid, alaykum as-salam. And malaika are gawah and shahid over there. Alaykum as-salam. So, in this dunya, we have to live in a society to earn those kamalat in a much faster, rapidly. So just as we need hidayat as afrad, you know, as individual we need hidayat in a society also. So that when you live in a society where everyone is striving to get the kamalat and maddi, everyone is trying to get more money, there will be conflict in the society, between forces in the society, between groups, between countries, right? Tribes, cities, people will get into conflict because they think their interest goes beyond this. The other thing, no, this, that's part of their interest, and they get into a conflict, right? So it's not enough to say, I need intellectually to be guided, I need for them moral guidance, I need also social guidance, which is the government. The government only can regulate the interests of the people, balance out people demanding different things. There should be some higher authority to regulate the expectations and demands of people and provide according to their natural, you know, need. That what is good for them, you provide those people with all those things. Not just provide jobs to the people, not just provide security, which is naturally needed to live in a society, but also to provide justice to the society. Justice in more than just financial terms. In security terms, justice in terms of, for example, guiding the people to be better human beings. Because the whole idea behind living in a society was to become a better human being. How easily this point is lost. How easily. After we grow up in a society, we forget why we are living in a society. We think we are living in a society because we need to find better schools to go to, make more money. That's where we limit ourselves to thinking that the whole concept of Kamal is about being financially more successful. That's all we think of. And we constantly have to be reminded. Who will remind us? Not a Maulana in a masjid. That's not enough. Alaykum as-salam. The society needs to be guided and administered and led by a powerful, you know, a mujtahid who is adil, muttaqi, and who can, you know, who can protect the people from the shayateen, from the tawagheet, and guide the people to, you know, to live so that they build their akhirat along with their dunya. It's not an easy goal. This goal, people always underestimate it. Always underestimated. They always thought if there is a secure country and the hakim is strong and we have jobs, we are fine. They forgot to see themselves as slaves. That we are slaves of a system. Because we have been treated as animals. That we are just after our material desires. We don't even care whether we are human beings or we have become animals. How much, for example, we hurt other people? How much, for example, we abuse other people? In the course of making more money, how much, for example, we have abandoned needs of other people? Our relatives who need our attention, right? Things we need to learn to develop ourselves better, you know. Correct our intentions. Build morals. Be able to stand up for the people who are being oppressed. Be able to raise your voice. The sign of a slave is that he cannot raise his voice against his master. If a person sees there is so much oppression around him and does not raise his voice, he is a slave. What other term can I use for it? A person who doesn't raise his voice against oppression, against injustice, is a slave. But people are brought up in a society manipulated and you know, modified, molded, their minds are molded and manipulated to basically accept everything. Just like the soldiers in an army, you know. The soldiers in an army, not in an Islamic army, true army, you know. Soldiers in an army of Tawhid, where basically they have been trained to obey the orders of the general. He says shoot, they shoot. Even if they are shooting at little kids. Even if they are shooting, you know, old people, they are shooting women and children, you know. Innocent population. Even if they are bombing cities, they have been trained to think. Who can guide a human being individually and socially? We believe this is a whole philosophical, you know, subject. That, you know, if we know the need to be guided in a society in all these dimensions, then we will see there cannot be a person unless he is a person who is a perfect human being himself. A perfect human being, which as Shia Muslims we are fortunate and we are happy and we are blessed to believe in Imamat. We believe in Imam Masum alayhi salam is the only human being who has the ability to show the way, to help people recognize, you know, as in the words of Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wasalam. لِيُثِيرُوا لَهُمْ دَفَائِنَ وَقُولَهِمْ in Madmun al-Kalam, that to bring out the hidden treasures in human beings. Bring out the hidden treasures in human beings. And Imam al-Masum only can do that. Each human being begins to recognize himself. The society begins to wake up and see, how can we live as slaves? What is different between me and that person ruling over me? Why should I be a slave? Why should I blindly follow him out of fear? Free means I should be a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only. That is freedom. Freedom is not to be a slave of another human being like yourself. This is slavery. Especially intellectual slavery, even worse than physical slavery. Because if we were cows, we would say, okay, slavery is bad. But we are human beings. By losing our ability to think right, by losing our ability to determine right and right from wrong, we are big losers. That we don't even recognize, for example, injustice as injustice. We don't have the ability, courage to call injustice, injustice. And to call for justice and stand up for justice and say, this is what I need and this is what people around me need, right? So the kibr and the pride was because of this ignorance. As in Khutbatul Qasiyah, I'll just mention this one phrase and move on and finish this. That Imam alayhi salatu wasalam, please recite a salawat. وَلَقَدْ دَخَلَ مُوسَى بْنُ عِمْرَانَ وَمَعَهُ أَخُوهُ هَارُونَ. Imam Ali says in Khutbah al-Qasiyah, he says, certainly Musa, son of Imran, entered. With him was his brother Harun, entered where? Ala Fir'aun, in the court of Fir'aun. وَعَلَيْهِمَا مَدَارِعُ الصُّوفِ, wearing woolen, you know, in today's terms, wearing rags basically. Like shepherds wear, you know, out in the desert. They in the forest where they take around their sheep. That's the kind of clothes they were wearing, right? وَبِأَيْدِهُمَا الْعِسِي, they were holding a staff, a stick in their hand, asa, you know. Musa and Harun alayhim as-salam, wearing such rags, woolen, you know, clothes. فَشَرَكَ لَهُ إِنْ أَسْلَمَا بَقَاءَ مُلْكِهِ, and they stood there and said, now Fir'aun and his people in his court, they are watching these two people of no consequence at all, right? Wearing this kind of, with their appearance, he judged them as, you know, poorest of the poor. And they said that if you believe in us, we promise and we guarantee the continuity of your kingdom, that you will continue to rule if you believe in us and if you submit to Islam. We will, we assure, we guarantee that you will continue to rule. Put yourself in the place of Fir'aun for just a minute. You've acquired, you call yourself the Rabb, the Lord of all the world, right? And these two people out of nowhere show up in the court and they say, you believe in us, we are messengers of God. And if you believe in us, we guarantee that you continue to be the ruler, right? Faqal, what was Fir'aun's response? Allah ta'jabuna min hatain min hadaini yashritani li tawam al-izz. Aren't you surprised looking at these people, you know? Look at them. They are promising me that I will continue to be in power. وَهُمَا بِمَا تَرَوْنَ مِنْ حَالِ الْفَقْرِ وَالْظُلْ. And you see them in the state of poverty that are in. They can't even wear good clothes themselves, and they are promising me that I will be the ruler. I will continue to be Fir'aun. فَهَلَّا أُلْقِيَ عَلَيْهِمَا أَصَاوِرَ مِنْ ذَهَبْ. Why can't they wear, you know, golden threads around them or necklaces, golden dress and expensive clothes before coming to promise me to be the ruler? Pride resulted from ignorance. Ignorance about what a human being is, what he's supposed to achieve, what is the goal of life, that kamalat are beyond money and wealth. All of this ignorance plus lack of leadership in the society. People became slaves. Each showing arrogance to the person below him. One person having 2 cents more is more arrogant than the person having 2 cents less. One having a PhD is arrogant to the person having a master's degree. A person with a master's degree is arrogant, showing arrogance to the person having a bachelor's degree. In a materialist society, that's exactly what happens. And Imam Ali al-Islam, in the middle of this society, stood up raising the flag of justice. Put things where they belong. You are doing zulm to yourself. Inna shirka la zulmul azim, right? You are doing zulm to yourself, zulm to your people around you. And he says, shaitan is making you feel proud of nothing. What are you proud of? They stood up against him. This is narrated, just have 5 minutes. It's narrated that on these days of the holy month of Ramadan, Imam alayhi salam, one day in this month of Ramadan, he was on the minbar, he asked his son Imam Hassan, how many days of Ramadan have passed? And Imam Mujtaba alayhi salam said, 13 days have passed, father. And then he looked at Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and he said, how many days are left in this month of Ramadan? And he said, 17 days are left. And then he held his beard, right? And he said, Rasulullah has promised me, this is the time where my beard will become red with the blood of my forehead. Right? And it, just a few days passed. And 19th, he was promising that, you know, the worst and the most wicked of all creatures is going to kill me. Ashqal Ashqiya is going to kill me. He will color my beard with the red blood of my head. And he was struck in the mihrab of Masjid al-Kufa, in the state of sajda, right? And he was hit and he raised his Bismillah wa billah wa ala millati Rasulullah fustu wa rabbil Ka'bah. He said, my kamal has reached. I have achieved success. In shahadat Ali alayhi salam, by following the path of justice, Ali has reached his kamal. His success he has achieved in obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jibreel called out, and the whole people of Kufa, they heard the call of Jibreel. The Ali al-Murtaza has been killed. The arkan of Sama, the pillars in the heaven are shaking. Ali al-Murtaza has been killed by the most evil of all people. When this voice was heard, and the crying of people was heard, people, the family members of Imam Ali, Imam Hassan alayhi salam, rushed to the masjid, and he saw his father sitting in the mihrab. From right to left, he is shaking from right to left. He tried to help him stand up so he would offer his, he would leave the salat, Imam, because of the pain that was inflicted on him, because of the deep injury on his head. He could not. He felt so weak that he could not stand up. So Imam asked Imam Mujtaba, his son, to stand up and lead the salat, and Imam was sitting by his side. That reminds me of Imam's son, Sayyidul Shuhada in Karbala, when he was surrounded by all enemies around him. And he had come down from his horse and he was going from right to left, and they were hitting him with swords. He was hitting him, they were hitting him with stones, they were hitting him with lances. And Zainab salamullah alayha was standing on Talli Zainabiya, and she was saying, Ya Umar ibn Sa'd, ayuqtalu Abu Abdullah wa anta tanzuru ilayhi? Oh Umar ibn Sa'd, will you keep watching? And Abu Abdullah, my brother Hussein, will be killed like this. Ala rahmatullah ala qawm al-zalameen, wa sayya'lamu al-lazina zalamu, ayyaman qalibin qalibu. Oh Allah, make the zuhur of Imam al-Hujjah close. Oh Allah, protect the Reverend Galab and Ulama Rabbani and our Khawzat Ilmiya and our holy places of Islam.
Allahumma